Hi and welcome to CDI's Restorative Practices podcast, Circles of Connection, where we get right into the heart of the community and talk all things RP. These past few months we've been busy collecting stories from right across the country about the impact of RP on people's work and life. We talked to social and community workers, youth workers, SNAs, teachers, students and more to gather their testimonies and stories. Each episode is focusing on a different setting. If you're not familiar with restorative practices, the restorative questions and the work CDI does, you can listen to the first episode of our podcast series where it's all explained.
Hi, I'm Dorothy Danyu, a restorative practices trainer for CDI, delighted to be travelling around the country to gather these stories. For this episode, we are still in Carrigtwool, East Cork. In the previous episode, I interviewed Anne-Marie Moylan, the principal of Sculvion IFA, and on the same day, I also talked to Ithna Sheehan, a special need assistant who is also the mentor advisor with restorative practices in the school, Kate O'Riordan, another special need assistant trained in restorative practices, and 14 sixth class students, John Paul, Esras, Killian, Brian, Fionn, Killian, John, Luke, Declan, Noah, Jaden, Ethan, Sean, and Callum. They are giving a meaningful overview of the impact restorative practices have on their day-to-day life in the school. Anne-Marie and Ithna were trained in restorative practices with CDI and have been delivering training to the staff in the school since then. As you may remember from our previous episode, RP are implemented at every level in the school. To deal with conflicts and incidents through a systematic use of the restorative questions, in the anti-bullying policy with the use of restorative meetings or conferences, in the classroom with circle times to build community and solve problems. More informally, the use of restorative language is encouraged in the school with an emphasis on identifying and expressing feelings and unmet needs. We'll start with the adults. Ethna has an important role in the school and she explains what it is.
Hi, my name is Ethna Sheehan and I suppose I am the mentor advisor with restorative practice in our school. I suppose if I take you back, my first impression when I came to this school was a very positive one. Restorative practice was already up and running and was clearly embedded in the school. And the contrast was so evident on the matter of handling and dealing with conflict and its resolution. I was very fortunate that training was provided with the school hour, within the school hours along with all the staff. And from there, I was nominated to go forward in more training. And from there, I became the mentor and advisor in restorative practice. My role in the school has allowed for flexibility to be a mentor and to support all staff in matters relating to restorative practice. For example, be an advisor to planning circle time, co-facilitate while new members are becoming confident and competent in their facilitating of meetings and circles. I have facilitated training to new members of staff over a period of 8 hours after school hours. This allowed me to enable new members of staff that they are fully confident in carrying out restorative practice in the school. In the case of a deep-rooted problem, I may also be brought in to support the teacher. I have facilitated fishbowl circle, circle time and restorative meetings. And sometimes where there may be a series of pre-individual meetings, actual meetings, post-meetings and follow-up meetings to make sure the restoration is sustained. I suppose there are many stories and many, you know, conflict resolutions that I have seen, you know, in practice and become very positive at the end. So I suppose whilst there are many stories, I can't use like individual stories for child confidentiality, but I've definitely seen the positive impact it has on all the children or the pupils in the school for their own confidence and their own well-being, for their even their mental health, and they're going forward and they're positive, trustworthy and able to talk to their peers as well.
Her role is essential to maintain a good level of training and practice among the staff, and she can really see the benefit of RP on the school community. It echoes what Kate is experiencing as an SNA, working with the children every day. She tells us how she uses RP and the impact it has on the children and her work.
Well, I find it to be a very invaluable tool, which can be used daily in many different interactions with adults and children alike. As an SNA, I help supervise children on the schoolyard twice a day, 5 times a week. So the yard is a place where conflict might occur more frequently, as the boundaries are not as defined as in the classroom. So SNAs, I think, are particularly well suited to implement restorative practice, as we're there every day. So we have an overview of the child's maybe unmet needs and behaviours every day. I suppose I'd be the first point of contact in the yard. So we would do informal, but I suppose it would still have a great impact. And sometimes when it's caught at an early stage, there is no need then to, you know, go on to the circle time. We have the series of 5 simple questions that are repeated each time. So the children quickly, you know, become involved in the process. It's simple, there's defined steps. They feel safe entering into the process too, I believe, because we've moved from the authoritarian approaches of someone must be blamed and someone's going to get, you know, into trouble. So the children understand that these are the questions that we ask and that each person involved is going to be equally heard. There is going to be no final decision made until everybody is kind of happy to come to a conclusion together. And, you know, I think it's a very healthy and a very positive way to show them to deal with conflict. And it allows children to return to the classroom 99% of times with their self-esteem intact, with a certain degree of empathy experienced and learnt. They hear the behaviour, how their behaviour maybe has impacted on another person. And sometimes when they're reminded of that, just a simple reminder, they remember a time when they too felt like that. So I've been finding it extremely useful and reduces stress for the children, for the adults on the yard. I know going out on the yard now twice a day isn't the same challenge as it has been some years ago. What would I say? Would I say it right? You know, I don't want to upset somebody, but if you did, all the things. But now you follow the steps. We have it actually on our yard. We have a big board with the questions. So sometimes it's only a matter of nudging to the boys, come towards the questions. It takes the personal thing out of it. We're all involved in the process. There's usually 2 children and myself, and they now read the questions, which is good for reading and, you know, language development, self-esteem. I think they're so involved that they feel a responsibility now towards maintaining our school community and being caring about each other. And I can really see the results, and it translates itself into all different areas of our school. So I'm very, very proud to be involved in it, and I'm very glad that we had the opportunity to.
So it's safe, it builds self-esteem, develops empathy, and reduces stress. She tells one specific story.
I think the nicest story of any story that I could think is that I've seen 2 boys who had conflict, didn't like each other, but in fact didn't really know each other, decided for some reason they didn't like each other. After some conflict, you know, not maybe once, but more than one time, we brought them together and just on the yard, quite informal again, and they began to see each other's point of view. And we introduced a little bit of humour into it as well, which is always good. And they're actually friends now. So, hey, like, what better result than would you want than that? A friendship. And I think, again, it's like when you go through the wars with somebody, or when you've been, you know, when you've suffered with somebody, or whether, you know, you've empathy with somebody, that's a fantastic grounding for an amazing friendship.
Let's hear from the children themselves. What is the impact for them? First, from John Paul.
So we use restorative practices for a lot of things. We use them for circle time, where people speak about themselves, you know, say what's bothering them, how they're feeling this morning. And then there's times where we use it when there's a bit of an argument and we need to understand both sides of the story. So we give everyone a chance to speak, you know, everybody's voice will be heard. And just ask a few questions. What's your side of the story? What's your side of the story? And at the end of the day, the two halves make a whole story. And then we understand both sides of the story. Yeah, it makes a big difference, you know. Because in some schools in Cork, you know, your children's voice isn't heard at all. So in our school, it's a big opportunity for your voice to be heard, for your part to be understood, you know.
And from Fionn.
I'm Fionn. I like to start a practice in school. And because I get to speak my mind, what's said in the circle stays in the circle, and sometimes the teacher would disagree with us and stuff like that, and debates would kick off, but a lot of stuff, to be fair, a teacher does leave us, get away with some things that we couldn't say outside of school, or in school but not in the circle. We can say more things in the circle.
It's about being heard, but also about fairness. And the children really see the difference when they are treated restoratively or not. Let's hear from Sean, John and Brian.
A few times, say, if people got into a fight, we'd all get into a circle and we'd all talk about what happened. And then the person could say, what happened. And then they might get in less trouble because we talk about it, all of us. And people could talk about from what they saw, and then other people can say what they saw.
It gives if there was a fight or you got in an argument and someone was doing their RP questions, it gives them both an equal say in the story. As in, if most of the time the teachers just go straight to the end, or your parents just go straight to the end and just think about what you've done. Whereas instead of getting the full story out of it, and the RP questions really get the full story, they let the teachers listen, and or the parents listen.
When people aren't using restorative practice, it makes me feel unfair because they're not hearing both sides of the story. They only hear the victim, and they think that the suspect is the baddie, and you haven't been felt fair, you haven't been treated fair. That's what you feel like.
And it is fair because it takes account of pupils' situations or need, as Estras explains.
Just say there's an argument, the person who does the actions never gets to hear this side of the story. Just say this person comes from a very bad and abusive home, and then he goes in an argument, and then they all say, oh, stay away from him, he has anger issues. It just makes him more angry towards them. So that's why he needs to start a practice, make him calm down, and they can understand his side of the story so that they will, they won't be very angry at him, so that he can adapt to, the way they're going and how he will stop fighting and make school happier for him.
The children see the restorative process as very safe, and they feel encouraged to be honest. John Paul recalls a time when he was involved in a conflict with three other boys.
So we had to go into the principal's office, which was more severe measures. But I was actually very surprised because that was the first time I remember using RP questions. I was actually expecting, you know, detention or something. But then she used restorative practice. You know, I felt a lot safer. I felt a big difference. So she started saying, you know, what happened? She asked everybody in line, and everybody had a different story. So it was kind of good to understand his part, and you know, that part. And it was very good. That was the first time I ever witnessed it in a real scenario. And ever since then, it has made a big impact on me. And I really admire my principal for that. I really think that was a great move on her part.
And here is another story from Callum.
From my perspective, it happened once where it was just a mistake from
two or three lads, and we went to the principal's office and we just had a long chat about what needs to happen next and how did you feel at the time, just the things that to go through, and it did help quite a lot in the end. I'd say it was just the fact that you got to speak in your own words, that you were able to tell the people without having to lie, and you just had the space and the, how would you say it, the relaxation to just open up about it.
The children see how RP helped them resolve their conflicts with their friends much better and quicker.
My name is Declan, and my experiences with RP is like, one time I got into a fight and we resolved it using RP questions. It was like we were angry at each other, then at the end we were happy and we were like walking around again on yard. I had one with David, but with that one, like, it took us a few weeks to resolve it because we didn't use RP. We didn't tell the teachers about it. And yeah, that went on for a lot longer.
I had a disagreement with my friend, I think it was in fourth class. There was a couple words going around, and then our teacher also took us out and used the restorative practice questions, and now we're best friends again, so it's very nice.
My name's Noah, and my experience with RP questions is that it calms a lot of stuff down, because I got in a fight with one of my friends and we didn't use RP and we were fighting for a long time. But when we told the teachers, they asked us to use RP, and when we did, it resolved the situation a lot quicker.
They also enjoy circle time, as Killian, Estras, John and Luke will tell you.
I like restorative practice because I can talk to my friends. I can express my feelings or what I'm like that day. Yeah, with all my friends in the circle.
Circle time, yeah, I love circle time. No, because you know that everyone talks honest about themselves, and you know, just about like what happened and how we can make a school a better place.
My name is John, and I like restorative practice because it gets you to say a lot more about yourself, and you know, like, you can trust everybody around you. You know they're like your friends, and that in the circle they can't judge you of what you say. So it's just easier to say it in the circle as what it is outside the circle or outside school.
There's another rule as well that we most time do is like when someone's talking, we all have to listen to them. I find that as well, like, it's really helpful for like one of the new fellas that come in, like, because sometimes we would ask like questions like, we normally start off with energy levels, but sometimes we do like watch out sport, and I find that really helpful to get to know each other and the class better. Like, in a way it kind of improves a lot of your like skills in life. Like, because I know sometimes some people find it hard to listen, but like this circle time really makes it easier to try listen and respect people.
And the skills the children are learning are not just for school. Let's finish with Ethan and also Jaden, who has the RP questions in his head when he needs to.
I use it at home at some stages because I do get angry at some stages, and that's how I get my emotions out to my parents.
I would use them in my head, like I'll think about it in my head instead of saying it out loud. And then when I think about it, I feel calm. And then so it prevents me from doing a lot of stuff, like from doing something silly like answering back, or because then you think about it and you know what the consequence could be. And so RP helps it even at home or anywhere else or any other situation.
Thank you very much to all the lovely people who were interviewed for this episode.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed our podcast. Don't forget to rate and to subscribe to the show. And thank you to the production team at the podcast studios and to all who took part on the project. Find out more at cdi.ie.